That's right. You have read stories and stuff, and this is Joy Bubbles in Minneapolis, your storyteller. And this time of year, I kept thinking about Christmas. And I remember one back in the 80s when I did something different. But normally what I do every year is Christmas for me is about the quietest day of the year, and I take time to think, but I also take some time to play with imaginary friends that come over and have me tell them stories, and they tell me stories, and they sing to me, and they dance on the ceiling. Well, some of my regular imaginary friends I have all year, and but there are some that come over just for Christmas, and I only see them once a year. Yep, and that's what I'll be doing this year. Got a lot of TV dinners, and you know what? One of the things that I'll be doing Saturday is there's a movie from Australia called Opal Dream at the Parkway Theater here in Minneapolis. And I'm going to probably, since I can't get a ride at the time that the movie ends, I'm going to just sit through the movie twice and enjoy it. And also, the book that the movie was based on, published in Britain, called Pobby and Dingin, the two imaginary friends. Why do imaginary friends often have funny names? Well, anyway, the Library for the Blind got me the book, Pobby and Dingin, by Ben Rice. So I'll be reading that maybe while I'm waiting for the movie to start. I'm about a third of the way through the book now. Pretty short one. Anyway, I remember back in the 80s when I did something different for Christmas. Instead of just staying home, I decided to go to a hotel where they had a wonderfully chlorinated pool. Oh, I love the smell of chlorine water in swimming pools. It stinks so wonderfully. And so I got a poolside room at what was then the Sheraton Northwest, I think in Brooklyn Park or something like that. It's, if I recall, it's changed the name since then. But they had a pool, and I got the door that opened right out to the pool, and I think they have two whirlpools, or did when I was there. And I would be playing in the whirlpool, and the timer would go off. And, you know, after a while, you turn the timer on, get in, and the water is all swishing around, and the timer turns off, and you have to get out of the water all nice and warm and comfy in there. Well, a bunch of us would be in the whirlpool, and sometimes people, when the timer went off, would go, oh. But before we could almost finish our oh, there was a man that jumped out, turned the timer on, and came running back. And the second time he did it, I said, thank you, Mr. Bubble Maker. And he did it again and again. And even when he was not in the whirlpool, he would see the timer go off and turn it on for people again. And bunch of people together. First it was just a couple, and then it was more and more whenever you do it. Thank you, Mr. Bubble Maker. Thank you, Mr. Bubble Maker. And so even the next day, he was still doing it. He was around when he was around. And he even came in the restaurant when I was eating a couple days later. And he was talking to me. He was going to be leaving, the checking out. And he said, I just wanted to say how much I enjoyed being here and everything, and he said, I'm Mr. Bubble Maker. So that just sort of became his name for that Christmas time when I stayed there. It was wonderful. Well, I did something that I almost never do. I went over to somebody's house for Christmas. That's usually not in my tradition because it's kind of chaos and stuff for me, but I went over there. I was at the hotel and going to eat my big Christmas dinner, probably two helpings of turkey, and I was all looking forward to it and all excited. But a telephone company executive invited me to his house, and I decided to do that just to be something different. His name is Tom Bystricky, but it has an RZ in there in Bystricky, and I don't know what they sound the RZ makes in Polish. I'm going to have to find that out. I forgot. But I thought that was unusual, having an RZ together. Or RZ, if, as they would say in Canada or Britain or Australia. Wonder how that started, where we say Z and they say Z. Well, I was over at his house, and I got surprised. Instead of Christmas dinner, we were just having some little hors d'oeuvres and stuff. You know, little, I think, cheese dips or something like that, and I was pretty hungry. I usually don't eat all day waiting for Christmas dinner, so it could be a really big special thing. And but I thought, well, when we get that back to the hotel, I'll have my Christmas dinner. And so I enjoyed the hors d'oeuvres and played with his kids. We had the biggest, biggest piece of cellophane, and I was rattling it and singing strange songs with it, and just making all that crunching cellophane sound that I dearly love, and it was about the biggest piece of cellophane that I've ever had. I don't know where he got it, or did I bring it? I don't remember. But anyway, we played for a while. When I went back to the hotel, mouth-watering for Christmas dinner, I got some news. Oh, the restaurant closed early today. It closed at 5. And, oh, no. And I was there on Christmas with everything closed and hadn't eaten since the day before, except for a few little hors d'oeuvres. Oh, no. You know, sometimes the best plans you make can go awry. Well, I went out to the pool in the whirlpool and played and enjoyed the chlorine. It stinks so wonderfully. And some kids, when they found out I liked to be splashed, splashed me. And after they persuaded their mother that I really did like it, that they weren't just doing it to be mean or something, she even splashed me too. And one of the kids said, "Mommy, you're too big to splash him." And the mother said, "No, you're never too big to play, you know." And so late that night, though, about 11, I was in the whirlpool and just started thinking about eating, since I hadn't done it since the day before, and just idly said, "Boy, it's too bad. I wish I could have a pizza, you know. But yeah, just one is ungettable on Christmas night, you know, almost midnight." And the lady in the pool, the whirlpool, said, "Oh, what kind of pizza would you like?" And I just idly said, "Oh, you know, pepperoni. Well, my two favorite kinds are pepperoni and Canadian bacon, and I like mushrooms, maybe." And she said, "Oh, maybe half of one, half with the pepperoni, half with Canadian bacon, and mushrooms all over it." "Oh, yeah. Okay." And she was gone, and I didn't really think anything of it. You know, I thought she just got out of the whirlpool. It was just something, you know, we were just idly talking about a wish. And then over the top of all the chlorine, I thought, gee, I almost don't smell pizza. I must be imagining it so much. And she came back to the whirlpool and said, "Sir, your pizza awaits. If you'd like to get out of the whirlpool and come, I've got it ready on your table, just as specified. I assume you wanted a large." Oh, boy. Pizza at midnight on Christmas? How in the world? Where did it come from? And she said, "Well, we had a large family reunion, and I have a commercial pizza oven here, and we've been making lots and lots of pizzas. You know, you need pizzas when there's lots of kids." And that was just such a surprise. I forgot all about the disappointment of the horse doobers, or is it hors d'oeuvres? I'm not sure. Yeah, and no, they were good little horse doobers, though. But anyway, I sat down, and it was a real pizza, and the mushrooms were just right, and the Canadian bacon and the pepperoni. But what was most amazing, and it was totally unexpected, and it's my Christmas miracle that I'll remember forever. I haven't gone to somebody's house for Christmas since then, so I probably won't have to worry about it. I get these big, good, hungry man TV dinners, and maybe three of them different times during the day, and always have my turkey. Don't have to worry about a restaurant closing or anything like that. And but I still remember the joy of that unexpected pizza and Mr. Bubble Maker, who made that hotel stay at the Sheraton Northwest so much fun. The mystery pizza lady and Mr. Bubble Maker. A time to think about. And you know what? You have stories that are inside you. Maybe you've never told anybody before. Wouldn't it be fun to just to have people that you can get together and share these stories that, you know, are special memories for you? That's the thing. People ask me, where do you get these stories from? And so just by living day to day. The threads of life are stories, aren't they? And you have tons of good ones. Tell them. Share them. Next time, there'll be another story. And take care of yourself and take care of each other and find some time to play. Stay strong. Bye for now.
Begin speaking at the tone.